Blog Talk Radio.
My Christian, that's Louboutin if you don't get it.
Got five mama sisters that my eyes glow, and I got them all on Cinco de Mayo. I spotted them front row in my show. Make her the truck queen, I brought her to the bando.
California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing Christian from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run that sideways in a Hellcat. On some wrestling. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, play a spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. Bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though. 101, get your head kicked. Respect you more than a the pad, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, out to San Diego, California.
Yeah. Already, welcome to Global 15 The Cut. You guys, I was talking this whole time and you couldn't hear me. I so do apologize. I'm going to have to go back and edit. Again, Global 14 The Cut is Onyx Live with You. Goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. It's just me. My host, Golden, is out doing his thing. It's Christmas. And, you know, hey, he had a shop, do stuff for the season. And it's what he did, you know, so much respect to the homie getting that time away from the show. And yeah, tonight is the live cut review. We definitely went to get one of these done before it was too late. It's the last one of the year. I want to make sure you guys have your records just right and ready, fine tuned to start the top of the year so you can go strong and do what you need to do. Also, if this is your first time listening or first time submitting your music, thank you for doing that. Thank you for not over. You know, without that, we wouldn't be able to do this segment tonight. This is Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. Am I going to be able to talk tonight? This happens every time Golden is not on the line. I blame him, I promise you. However, again, this is via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com, and I want to take this time to also share that he does have a lifetime, not a lifetime movie, a reality show coming out actually on Lifetime TV Network. Huge platform, very dope. It's called The Rap Game. Actually, young MCs are going to be competing on this show. I can see a season 2 coming. I don't know about y'all, but I can kind of see that coming. He's been sharing it here and there. He's going to come on the show and talk about it. Don't know if it's going to be tonight. Probably will be next week. But at some point, we will get him on here to kind of just talk about it, give us some more inside details and scoop as to what exactly is happening with the show, the direction, and just all of that. So I'm excited. That for me is January 1st. So please tune into the show, especially if you're a music fan. I mean, why not? Even though they're young, they're the next generation. So we want to see what they got going on, right? Also, it's produced by Queen Latifah, so salute to Queen always putting in that work. So, yeah, you guys, like I said, it's just me. I may have a guest DJ or two come through, and I will announce that momentarily if we're going to have somebody else come. But, hey, I know what I'm doing, you guys, and I'm going to give you my most honest feedback. I'll be respectful, but it will be coming from an industry ear and perspective. So let me see what's going on. On standby, and just be patient with me. Got to make sure I get everybody that submitted in time into the queue so we can go ahead and rock their record. So here's what I want to do. Why I am getting the first record up, I want to play... What I want to play? Oh, I want to let y'all know I did open the show up with D.R. Castro and also I never can say his name. Is it Colonel Loud or Colonel Loud? I don't know how to pronounce it, which is bad, but we're definitely going to get into these records. We had a guest last week, Eric Bellinger. I want to play this record for you guys while we're getting your records uploaded. And one of the things that I try to do, or I need to be doing, coming from an artist perspective, is actually matching my records to the records that, not so they're similar, but just the quality, the level of quality, the level of production. You want your music to sound like it's pretty much already ready to go. So when you hear these records, do trust and know that at some point, these artists were actually independent. They didn't always have the big budgets or what may have you. I know G.R. Castro even mentioned he invested in himself and went and got a DJ Mustard beat and built those relationships. So regardless, these guys have been independent and they've, you know, did their thing and they've put in work this year. So salute to everybody that we're going to play tonight, but most certainly try to mirror that game plan, if you will, so you can, you know, get the best of your record. So let me play this while I get you guys' records up. And it's going to be a good night, I promise you. So this is Eric Bellinger. I love this record, Region Problem. And it's called I Don't Want It, Global 14 The Cut.
Sorry, J-9.
See him looking at my woman. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. Why would I wanna keep her to myself? I know you mad at you, cause she only want me and no one else. I tell her put her heels on, so she can show off them legs. But even with her clothes on, she turn head. I see him looking at my woman. Yeah, yeah. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl.
Hand up.
Hands up.
I need to see you.
Yes.
Truck it for a real nigga. If your nails done, then your weave new. Never be raggedy kind you find in Nevada. D Mac, honey, with everything. Know me rocking them shaggedy bags. PDA, never shame when I kiss her. Step back like, look at that frame on that picture. With your bad ass. Kiss her night, no glad ass. Pretty face with a fat ass. And her dress straight from fat ass. Been a seat. Who she going home with? You been a seat, nigga. Why?
Alrighty, welcome back to Rule 14 The Cut. My bad, guys. I keep putting, but to be honest with you and real, I keep putting it on mute so that I can shuffle around in the background and do stuff. And then when it's time to get back talking, I'm talking and you guys can't even hear me. So my bad. But anyways, so I actually do have one of the guest DJs that I mentioned. I was going to have a DJ on to kind of do a review with us. And I do have one of them on right now. So I'm bringing him in a moment. But shout out to everybody that's sent in the music. Dolly, you're going to be up first. So just, you know, get ready for that. And then I think it's Spank the Realist. We'll be playing you shortly after. So what I want to do is actually bring one of DJs who kind of known for almost 3 years now. He was on the show before and did the review with us, and we had he gave quite a good bit feedback. So we'd like you guys to be receptive to it as well as ours. And let's be respectful of each other's time. It's Christmas. We're not playing games right now. In this industry. So let me bring you live. Agneta, are you live? I think you're live.
What's good? What's good, Queen?
Okay. Thank you very much. I definitely wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of speak and give a quick overview for those who aren't familiar with you and a little bit of the resume, maybe not too much. They can kind of go into the Google and research and whatnot, but just a little bit so they can kind of know where you're coming from, and then we'll get straight into the records.
All right. Well, you know, it's your boy DJ Ike G to the Carolina Trendsetter. Nobody does it better than me. Core DJs, been on this for 20 years, you know what I mean? So I've been putting in work.
Okay, that's what's up. What else do you want to let them know?
Basically, like you really touched on something in the beginning of the show where you said about quality, you know what I mean? Like, just because you're an independent artist don't mean that you got to have an independent sound. So definitely invest in yourself and invest in your music, because at the end of the day, quality is going to outshine the rest of your competitors. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely step up the game when it comes to quality, and let's hear some good music.
Alrighty, well, like I said, Dollar, we got you up first. We're gonna get right into it if I can bring it up. I promise I'm gonna get it together, y'all. Every time Golden is out, it just never fails. I'll be just not on it like I need to be on it, but I'm gonna get right in a minute here. So Dollar, the Don, homie, you be sending music in, and every time you do, it's something about it that I like. So I'm looking forward to playing this record. It's called Scavenging. Global 14 The Cut, live review.
I'm blowing straight out the zip, so low as a hot box of whip. Don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. Can't fuck with no scavenging bitch.
No,
this 40, yo, me got a kick. You better not ask me for shit.
You better not,
I swear,
ask
I hate
for
asking
shit.
For shit. They used to pass up the click. She seen that gold on my wrist. Now she on some scavenging shit.
Scavenging,
I'm on the road to get rich. Now they all on some scavenging shit. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. I invest all my bread up in this. Sometimes I be broke as can get. I stand 10 toes, I don't trip. Not asking the nigga for shit. They probably won't give me a cent. She choosing, she think I'm a trick. Scavenging bitch got me bent. She throwing that pussy for rent. I swear I play broke on these hoes. These niggas not really my bros. I know that they hate on the low. I know it, I know it, I know. I blow a whole ounce of the dope. Just riding around getting blow. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand these scavenging hoes. I'm blowing straight out the zip. So low as I hop out the wheel. Don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. Can't fuck with no scavenging bitch. This 40 on me got a kick. You better not ask me for shit. I swear I hate asking for shit. They used to pass up the click. She seen that gold on my wrist. Now she on some scavenging shit. I'm on the road to get rich. Now they all on some scavenging shit. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. I was just wasting my time. I'm focused now, I'm on my grind. I should have been left you behind. You really didn't want me to shine. Them niggas didn't want me to shine. Fake smiles had me blind. Ignoring all the signs. Then something told me move around. I picked up myself off the ground. I can't let my kids see me down. Damn, Christmas coming round. Where that check, I need it now. When you broke, they quick to clown. You know they hate to see you smile. They wasn't fucking with me then. I don't need them fucking with me now. I'm blowing straight out the zip. So low as I hop out the wheel. Don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. Can't fuck with no scavenging bitch. This 40 on me got a kick. You better not ask me for shit. I swear I hate asking for shit. They used to pass up the click. She seen that gold on my wrist. Now she on some scavenging shit. I'm on the road to get rich. Now they all on some scavenging shit. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. I don't fuck with you scavenging niggas. And I can't stand no scavenging bitch. The struggle turned me to a loner. Your partners got paper, but nothing to loan you. Can't go to sleep cause you thinking about money. I know how it feel when your back touch your stomach. Hungry, I gotta eat. I got nobody to blame but me. I won't beg nobody to hang with me. I know that they probably gon' change on me. Fuck all you niggas that changed on me. Fuck all you bitches that changed on me. I swear you not getting the same from me. I won't sell myself for no fame or cheese. A lot of you niggas is lame to me. They really don't be who they claim to be.
Alrighty, Dollar. Dollar with the scavenging. Scavenging record. I'm going to go first. Usually I'll be like, let me let the guests go first. But no, I'm going to go ahead and do this because let me tell you something, Dollar. You be jamming on the cool, homie. You really do. And I didn't know what to expect when it first came in. I was like, okay, the beat is really hadn't caught my attention. But then you, I don't know what you did, but you did something to kind of reel me in. And I just kind of enjoyed the way that you wrote this beat. I mean, the cadence, the quality, I can't tell if it's because we're on the, it could be because how we playing the record through here, but Dollar, you just got a nice little quick little lane that you can work with, and hopefully the quality. I mean, I felt what you was coming from. I understood the subject. I think people would be kind of hyped to it in the club. Given the quality again is up to par. And this, when I was hearing the record, I was imagining like a even though I can't stand him sometimes, but the Young Thug, I imagine him on there saying or mumbling or doing whatever he do, because this is that kind of London on the chat type of beat that he likes to get on and ride to. So hopefully you can kind of get where I'm coming from with that. But all in all, I think it has a lot of potential to do enough to get some attention. Single, maybe not, but it's enough to get people bopping their head and want to hear a little bit more. So, yay, thank you for not disappointing. Now I'm going to pass the mic to the guest DJ who actually spins the records at Club.
First and foremost, like, I like that hook. Like that hook is a very, very strong hook. And like Onyx said, like, the way you wrote that beat was perfect for that type beat. I think you definitely need to go and get it mixed and mastered, because the levels were a little off. So get the mix and the mastering tight on it, and that's a record that can definitely be played. I love to hear the way that you clean it up for radio. To make sure that it doesn't take away from the actual street record, if that's something that you're going to push towards radio, to see how you go switch those niggas and those bitches out. But it's definitely a strong record, strong hook. So it's something that I know from a DJ's perspective, it can work.
All right. Okay, that's what's up. So we're going to move on to the next record here. And I've been keeping you guys waiting. Who'd I say was next? I got you, homie. Hang in there. Bang Gorilla. I think that's your handle right there. Bang Gorilla. This is Celebrate featuring Little Corleone. And y'all are killing me with the names. I can't pronounce all these names. Bang Gorilla Celebrate featuring Little Corleone. I ain't even going to try. Here we go. Proud. I'm so hype over here. Y'all trying to get me ready and right for New Year's Eve. Like, that's club music right there. I'm so hype right now. I like that. Look, I'm going to go ahead and let you say what you want to say, DJ, and then I'm going to give my feedback. But, yeah, I'm hype.
The money being already made. Big shout out to 741, man. Yo, that I got a soft spot in my soul for big beats. And with heavy 808s and stuff like that, and that song came in at the right place. You know what I mean? Like, definitely a strong record, strong hook. Lyrical content was on point. Like y'all, you starting this show off real strong. Like, I hope we can keep up this momentum.
Yeah, y'all are doing your thing real quick. I appreciate y'all for sending this heat over real quick just to get that industry insight or just some quick feedback for somebody to actually set aside the time to really listen to it and just break it down. But, yo, that's jamming. And you came in. I hope this is an original beat. I hope that was you on the hook at the beginning or whoever it was. I hope it was all original and not a sample, because you can really push and package, and this is ready to go. For real. So much respect. And it's called Celebrate. But, yo, when I tell you I was over here just, I mean, dabbing, all of that. And then I heard you say Houston. I got crunk. So Texas, what's up? Fans up. Y'all doing your thing. Very excited about that record. So, yeah, Spain the Real is, let me know if that's original.
Because
yeah, I think
I'd love that's going to be my anthem going into 2016. That's going to be my anthem.
Yeah, I like
money
that.
Been already made.
I really am feeling the momentum behind that, like you were saying. And then just, again, y'all getting me right. Y'all getting me right for New Year's Eve, my favorite holiday. Y'all getting me right. Let me go ahead and get into this next record it's called Salute, but it's Young J Static. So Young J, I think your manager sent this over. So hopefully one of you guys is tuned in right now. And I will go back and tweet you guys, because like I said, you know, every time Golden has a day off, it just throws off everything. So that's just, it is what it is. But hopefully, let me, hold on a second. Hold on, Young J. I got you. Where you at? Oh, wow. Okay, you know what? Young J, let me come back to you. We're going to play this record. G-Jot, quote, White Trash. G-Jot, I love you for this title. You are too smooth for me. Just too cool for school. Global 14, the card. That's another Texas record. That's Jesus out of Austin, Texas. Shout out to Ty Gibson and AMA for sending that record over. I'll go ahead and let you go first. What's up?
On that record, I think is a cool record. Like, it wasn't as strong as the first two. I think that kind of set it aside was What's the sound quality? I think it needs to be mixed and mastered, because I could tell even from this platform that we're listening to that the levels were off. So that was one of the killer factors for me as a DJ. as a cat who does production and a little bit of engineering, like the mixing and mastering is what really sets the record aside. You feel what I'm saying? Like it could be the strongest record, but if the sound quality on the back end isn't hot, like it just takes away from the whole record. So, like with that record, I just say just get it mixed and mastered a little bit tighter and resubmit it.
Alrighty. Well, I will say this, DJ, I love your energy. I've seen you in person. You're absolutely amazing. And that's from, of course, the record and the cadence and the delivery, just all of the way that you put the record together. White Trash and the Bentley, I believe, is the name of it, not just White Trash. And that alone is a very, what is the word I'm looking for? It's, I hate to say marketable, but it's definitely going to catch people's attention seeing that. Like, what is this dude talking about? White Trash? What is he talking about? Oh, he's a white rapper? Let me see what he's talking about. So it definitely stirs up just a tiny bit of controversy in a good way to just get the eyes in your direction. And then, you know, going back to the, you know, as I mentioned that he, you know, does a DJ in the club, I can kind of see this may not be the club record. This may just be, there's definitely a lane for this. It never hurts to mix the masters, so I can second that. I just particularly can't tell all the time through this platform that we have, and I got the headset in right now. But thank you so much for sending that over. I'm not disappointed. Y'all are getting me. Like I said, I feel like y'all did this just for me. Y'all did this for me so I could be hyped for New Year's Eve. So thank you for doing this. Let me see. So I said I was going to get Young Jay. I told you I was going to get you in. And I promise I got you. Give me a second. Let me scroll and get it right. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so Young Jay Static. Is that the whole name? Okay, Young Jay. This is Young Jay Static with Salute. So we'll see what you're talking about. Global 14 the cut.
Between goals and achievements are discipline and consistency.
Uh-huh.
And we all have that discipline.
Salute.
Go out, touch people, understand that.
The real.
Protect that. Appreciate that. Utilize that.
You know it.
Look to the real.
I'ma
have to make that call. I know a lot of saints out here they wanna see me fall. But shout out to my city and the realest nigga with me still standing tall. Got a few still waiting, got a bunch of haters hating. They don't wanna play ball.
They don't wanna play ball.
They wanna see me fall. But through it all, I'm still standing tall.
Salute, 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 salute.
I'ma hype it up. I can do it with the slightest touch. I'm here to stay. This game you play, definition of a child's love. Salute to the real. I guess the mother niggas ain't fly enough. I got clout, you got mouth, but I guess you ain't lying enough. I got that white, I take it to the light. You better start lining up. Don't deal with the fake, cause the nigga gon' squeal when the boys start riding up. I'm a lion, man. Ain't nothing higher than. Don't slip up, don't fuck up. It end up in the lion's den. I'm gassed up, rolling around with this fire, man. Tank full, you can smell the fumes from the hydrogen. Brackets to the cash, working hard, get it fast. Blow money, show money, make these women dance. I'm a beast, never break, cause I ain't dealing glass. Just talk stupid, get that Cupid arrow to your ass. Man, I can never stop rapping, cause music is my passion. After death comes Christ, and that's life everlasting.
Yeah.
Salute to the real.
I'ma
have to make that call. I know a lot of saints out here, they wanna see me fall. But shout out to my city and the realest nigga with me still standing tall. Got a few still waiting, got a bunch of haters hating. They don't wanna play ball.
They don't wanna play ball.
They wanna see me fall. But through it all, I'm still standing tall.
Salute, 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 salute.
I don't strive for perfection.
Nah.
respect the personality. I'm a leader, not a follower. I'm the shepherd of the sheep. When I write down my thoughts, I just think it's average. Other people say it's deep. Take this as a lesson. The world I'm addressing right now as I speak. Catch a drift of what I mean. I am legend, I'm a blessing, and I practice what I preach. Feel like I'm hiking up a mountain. I wish it was a molehill. I walked a long ways and struggled bad with two sore heels. I got more scrapes and more scabs, but they gone here. What don't kill us makes us stronger, and that's so real. You could take it or leave it, but I ain't here to deceive you. I'm here for the truth, and you can choose to believe it. But no matter what you do, you can never defeat it. I'm surrounded by angels, but yet tempted by demons. People doubt me all the time. Tell me Jay ain't ready. But ever since I've had that torch, I've always held it steady. Salute to the real. I'ma have to make that call. Know a lot of saints out here, they wanna see me fall. But shout out to my city, and the real is sticking with me, still standing tall. Got a few still waiting, got a bunch of haters hating, they don't wanna play ball. They don't wanna play ball. They wanna see me fall. Through it all, I'm still standing tall.
Salute.
Okay, Young Jay, glad we got you in. That's what's up. So I'm going to just get straight into it so I can kind of give while I have it fresh in my head here. So first of all, the hook, I'm feeling the direction that y'all are coming tonight, but you in particular, I know a lot of fakes out here, they want to see me fall. I mean, it's definitely something people can relate to, and I like how you say you here to salute the real. I'm just all about that. Real, recognizing real and all of that, so I can rock with that. And then I didn't know how you was going to do, when I saw the title Salute, I was like, is he going to be like doing like drama and doing the left, right, left and attention? But I really didn't know what it was going to be about. So I like the way that you did the salute. Like the way you did that was real dope. The only things that I didn't like in particular, I don't know if I didn't like it or it was just kind of threw me off, was when you did like the singing part. It grew on me because I think it happened, you did it maybe two or three times in the record, so it did grow on me, but at first it kind of threw me for a loop. So I don't know if I didn't like it or if it just threw me off. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if it needed to be auto-tuned just a bit, or I don't know if that would make it worse. I don't know if it's even necessary to do the singing just because you was coming with I'm real, we real out here, y'all don't worry about it. However, I can get the anthem kind of feel that you were going for. I do feel like, actually, it was a few things. And then I did, not a few things, but just, again, my first impression. And then I felt like at one point it maybe did a little too much. Like at first, the beat, like I enjoyed the beat. The quality definitely probably a mix and master, but I did like the beat. However, there were some times when like it dropped and then it like did the rewind and it did a couple different things. And it was dope at first, but then it started to get a little bit too much and it kind of took away from what you was talking about and coming with, because then I was anticipating when that beat was on, like I was just focused on things that I shouldn't have had to focus on, you know what I mean? And when you're playing a record, you just kind of want to enjoy the record and go for it, and I really was just enjoying it. I wasn't in critique mode, I was just enjoying it, and then I give the feedback. So I feel like at one point it did a little too much towards the end, so maybe revisit that. It's up to you guys, just to let you know it did kind of take away from some critical points that you had in the record. And then I like that you did something in the hook that I liked as well. So you did the salute, and it was like an echo. And then you did like a Migo kind of chant. And I call it a Migo chant because it was like the da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever you did. But you did that right towards the end, and I thought it was very appropriate. And it kind of showed the diversity as far as the delivery and what you were trying to bring across the record. So not bad. It definitely makes me feel like I want to hear more. I just don't know how I feel about the singing part. For whatever reason, I just feel like I don't know how I feel about it. I know that was a lot to take in, but that's me.
with me, the part that kind of threw you off on the singing part, is part that I kind of enjoy. You feel what I'm saying? And I say mm-hmm. that from the standpoint of, like, a lot of times artists try to come off so hard and so gutter that they don't show that side of them. You feel what I'm saying? And in order to do music and to be a complete artist, sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. So when you started singing on a hook, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the part that made me go, okay. So he got a little vocals with him that he's gonna implement within the song. So I like that part because it kind of makes you stand out a little bit. I definitely think once again mixing and mastering. Cause the levels, like sometimes the vocals were higher than the beat, and then sometimes the beat kind of just dropped out totally. I know part of it, that's part of how the beat is made, but it was other parts where the beat should have been right there with you, and it wasn't. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely not a bad record. Great concept, great delivery. Just tighten up the mixing and mastering. And keep doing your thing.
Alrighty. So then next up we have The Deputy with It's Okay. Global Hood Scene The Cut. Oh, it's gone by.
Ain't seen my brother since 13, and I'm 25 now. They put him in the back of the paddy wagon. That's when it all fell down. This happened before though. I knew he'd be back, so that's why I held tears. I expected him home in a week or two, but it's been 12 years. Right now he got 17 total, and he coming up for parole. But if the judge say no, then he got 5 more to go. Tristan, I miss you and love you forever, but I gotta do better. See, I can write verses all day, but can't write you no letter. Acting like I'm too busy when I know that you miss me. I know you get excited when you read mail from me. You feel like you with me. I know you don't want nobody taking care of you. I know you grown too, but I'ma feel like I failed if there's nothing for you to come home to. I feel like I'm supposed to. Is it selfish that I want you home but not till I obtain what wealth is? It's the freedom I'm talking about, and I still can't help it. I just want to give you everything that you've missed and more. For this, I pray to the Lord and never felt this close before.
I know you always on the go,
so it's okay.
Knowing me, you'll never be alone,
so it's okay.
And no, I'm not always by my phone,
so it's okay.
Remember that my love for you is strong,
so it's okay.
I will be okay.
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 Mom, I was just calling to check on you. Hadn't talked to you in a couple of days. Just wanted you to know I love you. You guys call me back when you get a chance. Love you. Bye-bye.
You ain't called in weeks. To your mother, you barely speak. Or your little sister, neither. Especially when she needs you. Nigga, you not that busy. For your loved ones, your flesh and blood. They've been there for you this whole time. I know what it was, you only
call when you need some, come over when you need some.
When you're doing good, the phone don't ring. All you're focused on is chasing your dream. You selfish, don't forget about your family. The same thing happened with Granny. On our last days, you was too busy at Ray's. That shit can't happen no more. We don't know when it's our time to go. So while we alive, we gotta make time in order to let all our memories grow. Play this here for your loved ones. But what they say, I know mine a ball like the ABA. Every day can be a sunny day. So depending on how life is, you may see gray. That's trill. I know I need to be a better person. That's how I feel. Put everything all on the table with you, I will. And every day that I wake up, I kneel. And ask the Lord for guidance. I need it for real.
You're always on the go,
so it's okay.
Knowing me, you'll never be alone,
so it's okay.
And no, I'm not always by my phone,
so it's okay.
Remember that my love for you is strong,
so it's okay.
I will be okay.
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 So it's okay.
Remember that my love for you is strong.
So it's okay.
See, okay. Okay. Okay.
Wow, y'all trying to make me cry? I thought, what about the club? We should be getting hyped for New Year's. But let me tell you, man, that really touched me. It's no secret. Everybody, not everybody knows, but I do have a brother that is incarcerated. And you mentioned if he don't make parole. I'm like, yo, if he don't make parole, I mean, everything you was coming with, it invoked emotion in me, and that's one of the most beautiful things about making a record and music, when you can actually invoke emotion, whether it's to fight, cry, laugh, get crunk. A lot of y'all have done that tonight, but I really relate to that record and can identify with it. And not only that, it was dope. I mean, so it had the message, it had the melody, you had your boy doing the zero, you know what I mean? Jason, shout out to you who, you know, coming with your role and your big mo, it was dope. And or the Nate Dogg, however you want to say it. But I definitely respect this record on another level, and we'll be playing it. I really enjoyed what you put together, homie. And yeah, like I said, don't be trying to make me cry on the air. I'm always thinking about my brother and, you know, vibing, and I'm just, you know, just it's crazy. But that's really, really dope that you're able to do that and just, you know, so I'm so happy that you sent that record over. I'm happy for all y'all, but definitely I just wanted to put that out there that that touched me on a personal level, and it was dope. So, and the beat was
definitely a very strong record that I think anybody that's listening right now could relate to, whether you got someone else locked up, whether you got a family member that stay out of town that you ain't picked up the phone to talk to in a while. Like it's definitely a relatable song. I love the song. It's strong. It's something that I play. Hell, it's something that I get behind and help push. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those records. The only thing that I didn't like about it was the Roger Troutman at the end with the whole vocoder shit. Like I would have took that out. But other than that, very strong record.
I definitely didn't even catch that. I was probably into it in another. But yeah, shout out to you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you. Y'all are riding out strong for the 2015. Y'all are ready. Y'all are really ready. Let's go into the next record, Sipping on Patron. By John Sun. Where you at? Hold up. I got you.
Hot tonight, a little broken hit the spot tonight. We gon' take it to the top tonight. focus on the cops tonight. Ain't nothing moving but the money tonight. Let's chill, do my honey tonight. No drinking, no driving tonight. Sipping on Patron, rolling like I'm stoned. Sipping on Patron.
That was Sippin' on Patron, John Son, and says Ike loves people singing tonight. I'm going to let him go first.
Back to the drawing board, homie.
Okay.
Yeah, back to the drawing board.
Okay. And so, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And so, I have a little bit of working.
I wanted to try to find something that I could say nice about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I think this is one of the situations that you got to have a strong team that ride with you, right? And your team got to be strong enough and real enough with you to tell you that's not the record to send in. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I know if you are an artist, I know you got other records that are probably a little bit better to put on this platform than that one. You're only as strong as your team.
Okay, but that was a good point that our DJ just mentioned, because things that I want you guys to know that. Sending us the record, but when you send this record over, when I say send your record over, I mean send your heat over, and y'all was bringing it, but send the best of the best. This is going to get me, if you want to be signed or whatever you want to accomplish, this is the record that's going to get it done today. Like, that's the type of record we need. And what's crazy about this record is to go back to, as you mentioned, Ike, is the drawing board. However, what's crazy about it is it was so simple and basic, and I can kind of hear, but you know the singer Jeremiah. So I understood with the direction in which he was trying to go, but it just didn't get me there quite yet. Definitely, I don't even know if I would recommend you be the artist on that record. Maybe sell that to somebody else. And the beat was so basic, but it could actually work because there's some simple beats out there, but it still needed a bit of an upgrade. So I would revisit production, like he said, drum, but revisit production, revisit the manner in which you're going to deliver this record. But the words weren't bad. I actually got an opportunity to listen. It did get a little, I hate to say boring, but it did get a little bit redundant towards the end. The stripper and the song, like, I kind of, I don't know, like, it works for some. Dave Lowe can do
too
that.
Too much Patron in the
some
studio.
Some people can. Maybe so. You know, I don't drink, so maybe so. But it wasn't the worst record I've ever heard, but it wasn't, like I was saying, probably your best. And so
you know,
there's some room for.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember probably about 5 or 6 years ago, it was a video floating around YouTube called I Cry. Why do I cry?
No, I didn't see it. I don't know.
It reminded me of that. Google it or YouTube it. You know what I mean? That's what it reminded me of.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out. But then when I first, I just think there's definitely room for improvement with this record. And I thank you for sending it in, because, I mean, you got to be transparent and really, you know, without pride, to be able to send this over and say, look, I need somebody to just let me know where I stand with this. And just from my, you know, again, me, and then you heard I feedback with myself, I would maybe look into, like you said, revisiting the record altogether in which how you want it to be presented. But it wasn't a bad theme. It just wasn't bad all around, but it's just missing some key elements for it to really be that song for you. So I hope that you're receptive to that. I hope that helps a little bit for you. And if you have a team or don't have a team, continue to reach out to a platform such as this or any way that you can to get that strong, true, honest feedback so you can better yourself. That's what it's all about, is progression. But yeah, I'm still hyped. Y'all still got me right. So let me see. And next, we only got two more records I'm going to play tonight. And because, you know, guys, I had to cut the list short. It's just overwhelming to be doing 20 and 30 in one segment. It's just impossible to really, at that point, the attention span is just not there. So this is really for you guys. If you want to stand by, I do apologize. But we're only going to have two more records tonight. And then I'm going to play two hot records that we can write out to. So this is, next one is from Oh Money, You Made It. So De Niro, are you going by Money? Are you going by De Niro or Money? I need to know. I need to know which one to address you as. But this is called I Don't Care. And another thing, let me just say this while we have this opportunity to speak to you guys. When you send me the record, because of the way you're sending it, and it's not just, oh, yeah, send it to me, let me check it out, please make sure that you have properly labeled the record and I know what I'm getting into and who it is and how to introduce it properly. That's important when people are going through records and trying to find your record, and that's important. So here we go. It is, oh, my gosh, I got you, De Niro, I promise. I got you. Hang in there with me. Oh, man, I have to play another record while we wait. Hold up, y'all. Okay, so how about this? Let me do this while we're waiting. If you missed the beginning, let me just let you guys know that Jermaine Dupri's, rock competition reality show is coming with the Young MCs. It'll be dope to kind of see. It's like the making the dance for kids. It's so cool. They're like 12 and 13 or 9 or something of that, preteen and teen. Definitely want to check this out. It's going to premiere January 1st and Lifetime TV, produced by Queen Latifah. And Money, I'm going to get your record up in a minute. So we're going to play, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play Money's record, I Don't Care, or De Niro's record, I Don't Care. And Frost, I Got You. That's Family. I'm going to play the Street Certified. I feel like I heard this already, but I will play that Street Certified record for you also. So let me see. What else can I tell y'all? Oh, just so you know, I'm still rocking with Jeezy, and you can still purchase the album. I mention him in the show as if I'm on the street team. So make sure you do check out Church in the Streets. Rick Ross dropped the album as well. Chris Brown dropped the album. I am. He just doesn't know that I'm in his corner like that just yet. Rick Ross dropped the album.
Yo, check out that Pusha T album. Check out the Pusha T album.
I was
going to
get there. Can I get there with the people?
Album,
you guys,
that album is so fire.
It was solid. It was a solid album. And I got to be on the conference call, not personally, but of course, I called into the Def Jam call, and Rick Ross was on it. Acting like he didn't want to be on it, like always. And then you had Pusha T on there, who was really spitting and talking about
what he had coming up for the year. So his album, I believe, it dropped December. It was mid-December, like mid. It was like the 13th, 15th, something like that. So it's fairly new. So you guys check out Pusha T. He's been dope. He's always been dope in my book, but he did have a nice body of work that he put together for us to listen to. So, but no, I was just proud. I was telling someone, I don't know if it was you or who I was speaking to, but I was like, I'm really proud of music all together as it relates to ending the year off. I can't really say that I'm disappointed. I will say this, Jeremiah, and I hate the gossip thing, but Jeremiah went on Twitter and was kind of talking about the whole Def Jam thing and how his album didn't get enough of what it needed to get. Don't have much insight into that, but as you guys are along this musical journey and you're wanting to reach out and be artists, take into consideration, not that person, because each person's story and the way that they handle things and their career is going to be different, but you don't always have to go straight for the record deal. You can be indie and do great things. Tech N9ne. I mean, we've seen it over and over. Joe Budden, even the Underground, the Zeros, and all of them. You can do that, but if the opportunity presents itself and it makes sense, then I encourage you to take that and to look into it. So,
hey, can I speak on this?
All of that. Yeah.
Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
Oh, like okay. I mean, if you are a major artist or an independent artist and you put out a project and you feel like your project did not get its just due, don't blame the DJ, man, because I see a lot of that happening where artists get frustrated with their situation and the first thing that they do is blame the DJs. When you blame the DJ, what that does is it burns the bridge with the DJs, and that's the last thing you want to do, because at the end of the day, it's the DJs out there that's really giving you that push that you need. You feel what I'm saying? So if a DJ is playing your record, cool. If a DJ is not playing your record, find a different way to come at that DJ to get him to get behind you and your movement. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the relationship between artist and DJ is almost like the relationship between a man and his girl. You know what I mean? Like, we both need each other to get what we need to get done. You feel what I'm saying? So without the artist, there's no DJ. Without the DJ, there's no artist. You feel what I'm saying? So stop blaming the DJs when you don't get to the level that you feel your project should get to.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm glad you threw that quick nugget in there. So then, and just to piggyback, since we're going to go in and do a music 101 real quick, I also want to share with you guys that, you know, when it comes to this music and this industry and all of that, it can get very crowded. And I'm all about expanding and finding a different way and another way to enter that industry. I do have some singing and songwriting. I really want to do songwriting and placements, but as you can see, I've got other ventures. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, doing this media outlet. So there's always different other ways and opportunities to. And actually went to Soul Train Awards, you guys, by the way, which was amazing. And had the opportunity to touch the red carpet and met people and was able to build and continuing to build and cultivate relationships. So I say all that to say you don't always have to go to the DJ either. I mean, and everything's not for the DJ. It's not going to, or everything's not for radio, or everything's not for clubs. So definitely it's important to submit to, again, these platforms or to find a way to get that feedback if you're not for certain on which route to go. I mean, your song could be perfect for a movie. It could be perfect for a video game. There's video game deals that you can receive. There's publishing checks. You can sing, you know, songwrite. You can ghostwrite. There's so many different things that you can do. You can get your music on a TV show. So, again, it's being redundant, but there's so many things that you can do with these records. The Sippin' on Patron guy, you know, once you fine-tune and get that right, reach out to a Patron or whoever. You know, maybe not them directly, but find a way to get your record across in a way that makes sense for the project and for the consumers and for the people that you're doing business with. Because, again, at the end of the day, it still is business. So if there's no check involved, we're less, not myself, but maybe the industry is less apprehensive, rather, into even getting into business with you, because it does have to be something in for them, right? And so, and you guys always know these viral songs that went viral and people were able to capitalize off of them. So do what you need to do with pride and with dignity to get your project out there once you've made it to or gotten it up to par to that level where it's something that people can be receptive to. I hope that made sense. I know that was a lot, but hope that made sense for y'all. So, yeah, I'm glad we went there because glad we went there. Two other records, like I said, De Niro, I do have your record up, and we're going to play it right now. I know you've been waiting. It's called I Don't Care. Let's go.
Free agents.
I don't care how you put it, just don't put it on me. Pushing money and weed, that's all my real niggas need. I got cushions and condo, got my work from Fernando. I got friends across the border, but I don't speak no Espanol. Shit had granted umbrella, Lotus rain in them figures. Boy, on something like Django, you just another house nigga. I'm the man of the hour, she call you mini man. Little engines that could, I'm just an engine that can. I don't know how they do it, but they don't do it like me. How I'm killing these hoes. Boy, that second degree, nigga with a degree, but they still disagree. Put my ice in her water, I drop it 0 degrees. Fuck around, get it popping like it's July in this bitch. Tryna soak who I'm with, we like Wu-Tang in this bitch. Mary Jane, we done dated, she always kept me updated. Fuck the major league labels, we local niggas that made it. Yeah. I don't care how you put it. I don't care how you put it. Use a bitch in my eyes, I don't care how you put it. Look. I don't care how you put it, use a bitch in my eyes. I don't care how you put it, don't bite the bullet. Life is a bitch, I love her to the fullest. Man, these niggas be plotting, every snake gotta watch them. Girl, I smoke like a chimney, please don't hiccup your stockings. I'm the one with the power, come get your battery charged. Wish I had plenty visions spitting behind empty bars. Lord, forgive for my sin, ain't no need for new friends. Living life on the shore, I watch the drama sell in. Master, don't break out the whip. Please don't bring out the whip. Had to fill the garage, now all I need is a ship. Prime examples I lead, these niggas ain't in my league. Looked around at the top, and all I seen was my team. All I hear is the sirens, I need a moment of silence. You know we caught a shot, why the fuck is you dialing? Nigga, we got a problem, nigga, we got a problem. No, we stay with them tutors, it ain't no shit we ain't solving. How the fuck you gon' get it, when you know that I got it? Riding a dick, I told her watch for the mileage. Take you on a voyage where I'm from, nigga. Hell, nigga, all the shit I'm on, I'm pretty sure that you can fail, nigga. I don't care how you put it. Nah, I don't care how you put it. Use a bitch in my eyes, I don't care how you put it. Look, I don't care how you put it. Now tell the motherfucking club.
Alrighty, I'll let you go first.
I mean, like, that was actually, I like the beat. I like the delivery. Not a bad record. Like, it's definitely something that I can work with.
You know, what's amazing is, and not so much amazing, but it definitely, I really like the beat. Like, for whatever reason, it was something about it that I really, really liked. De Niro, you actually, you didn't say anything too crazy to be like, oh, he went in, but it was like, it flowed well and it meshed with what was going on and the subject at hand, if you will. So it was like, I worked with that. Like, I liked it. And I really didn't have nothing that I didn't like about it. You know, you remind me of Wayne. So that's still, you know, you still do, but I like how you're kind of finding your own lane with that record. And this is one of those records where you can, you got to be in that, when you're in that zone and in that mood where you really don't care, this is really going to invoke that emotion. I was talking about that earlier with a record invoking emotion in someone and being able to relate to that subject. I can relate to that. So much respect. Shout out to you for that. So you guys, we're getting down to the last record here, and I do want to say thank you to DJ Ike for coming through, because it is the 23rd. We do have families, and it is Christmas time, so that's to be respected, and we have to thank people for their
time. I'm sitting in the mall parking lot right now. I'm in the mall parking lot right now. I've been in the mall parking lot this whole time.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. You see, I appreciate you for doing that. I also appreciate you, artists, for sending your records in, you know, again, and just being receptive to the feedback and, you know, take this feedback, work with it, take it to your team, take this episode, build on it, and do whatever you need. It is that you feel like you need to do based on what we've said tonight, or just some things that maybe you, oh, I hadn't thought about that. So, I'm so excited for you guys as a whole. For and I'm not, I promise you, I'm not stalling. I'm actually getting fast like his daddy. But I'm proud of you guys as a whole, because you really submit over some music that I can rock to, ride to, relate to, cry to, and all of that. So I'm very thankful for you guys, and just much respect to you guys. It's hard out here trying to be a starving artist, up and coming, independent, however you want to word it. It's definitely not easy. It's a thing to do now. So shout out to y'all for trying to set apart from the trends and really put a solid record together. So we're going to play, like I said, the last record, Street Certified Soft. And you guys, we may or may not broadcast next Wednesday, but if we do, it'll be because Jermaine Dupri is on the line. And you can't just not have a show if Jermaine's going to come through. I mean, the man is very busy. So I am thankful to Jermaine Dupri for the platform as well. So we want to make sure we say salute to the general for allowing us this opportunity to have our records played among a platform such as Global 14. And by the way, you can go to global14.com and check out the blog. It's just a blog. That's all it is, but it turned into so much more, and we have a lot of things coming up. So thank you for your continued support. Street Certified Soft, we're going to play you the last record for tonight. 2015, The Cut, live song review. Let's go.
Yeah. Ice Water Entertainment. Yeah. AR. Street Life Promotion. NMMG. Yeah, we here now. They think I'm playing when I'm telling these critics I got it. Bar-coated in ice, but I'm hot like the tropics. I'm good already, see this rapping is part of the profit. And you just mad cause you're not even a part of the topic. My flow easy, I just think of a verse and I got it. Whip up a baby, it's so hard on the block when I drop it. You know it's straight drop. No cut on it. Trash talking, get smoked, no butt on it. I think it's funny, I just piss on it, laughing at these haters. I'm a breath of fresh air, you just smoking the vapors. Only time you make the cut is when you getting paper. I recycle the trees, I'm in love with the paper. Convicted felon, whole background full of dope. And I ain't snitched one time cause I took an oath. And like a man, I'ma stand and take my own charge. No snitching, this is my life behind bars. I'm proud of Gunny Street, now I'm certified. But every rapper be faking, some of them short of lies. If the truth be square, make sure it's short of time. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized. I'm proud of Gunny Street, now I'm certified. But every rapper be faking, some of them short of lies. If the truth be square, make sure it's short of time. And I won't stop. At the city, we was doing 200 a week. Trying to put our homies on is how we took a leap. See, in my life, I'd have learned to keep a small circle. Oh, an uninvited guest, yes, I will hurt you. Be because the rhymes I spit is real, yes, it will hurt you. And if you put it on wax, believe I will burn you. And I ain't talking about no pistol or no ammo, dawg. Anything on my chest, it will get handled, dawg. I'm old school, I believe in those teaching the lessons. In the pen, it's all hands, ain't no Smith and Wesson. So where your heart at? Swear that we don't bar that. From the school of the hard knock streets where it start at. So who try me? Who don't believe? Everything I spit is raw and that's on the G. No fabrication, that's why I love the nation. This my life behind bars, ain't no punctuation. I'm proud of gutty streets, now I'm certified. But then these rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If the truth is where, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized. I'm proud of gutty streets, now I'm certified. But then these rappers be faking, some of them sort of lies. If the truth is where, make sure it's sort of tied. And I won't stop until my legacy immortalized.
Everything real around me, around me. I'm so certified. You can see my face, pain in my eyes. I'm so certified. Ain't nothing free around me. I'm a G. I'm so certified. Other dudes sort of lie.
Already, my bad for the delay, guys. Had to take myself off mute. I'm a, you know, what I will say is this, and then I'm a passing mic because I don't want to go on and on about it. But Frost is definitely family, and I don't want to be biased. But Frost, I do appreciate how you delivered what you had to say across this record. I could hear the passion in what you were saying, and you know, it's some people, that's their story. You know what I mean? And so when it's your story, it's okay, and it comes across well. And people need that to relate to, those that do have that path or walk that path or have that story or just enjoy it, rather. And I know for a fact that, yes, you had a lyric in there where it wasn't fabricated or something to that effect. Yes, you are absolutely right. It's not fabricated. Unfortunately, it is what it is. We have our lives. We have a path or a path that we take. But I appreciate what you're doing and how you're turning everything around and putting that out there for the world to hear. So quality thoughts on that one, a mix and master. You having that passion again and that kind of raised tone pitch, that can work. That really can work. And that's all I have to say.
Frost, the big homie, yo. Dope record, bro. Like, but Frost never fails. Like he always comes through with some heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely think Frost is one of those artists that if he keeps going at the pace that he's going, he is going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the delivery is always on point. Production, he stays on some tight production. And his sound quality is always pretty decent. You feel what I'm saying? So definitely keep up the good work and never give up. Keep grinding.
Alrighty. And so with that being said, you guys, this concludes the Cut Live Review 2015. Again, thank you to DJ Ajita for coming through. He is, of course, DJ's, I think, the largest DJ coalition. Tony Neal is the CEO. Much respect to him. Have had him on the show as well as DJ Skin on a few others, a part of that. So definitely like their movement and the way that they move and how they support the artists that they stand behind. If you guys want to reach out for further services or anything of that nature, definitely reach out to myself and all of DJ Ajita, and we will put you in touch with what we have to offer or the next best thing. So, yeah, you guys, I'm happy. Thank you for sending everything. It's over, but we, like I said, we may or may not be back. However, we will start at the top of the year. If nothing else, January 6th, I believe, is a Wednesday. We will have a special guest in the line with us, two special guests that I think tentative right now. So, yeah, you guys, thank you. I'm happy. At Onyx254 is where you can find me, as well as at Global 14. At Global 14, the cut is the Twitter and the handle. as well as the Facebook page and YouTube. I appreciate you guys. Reach out to me if you need anything in regards to tonight's broadcast and feedback. And I will let our special guest give out his contact as well.
Yeah, hit me up at DJ IKE GDA 910 on Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Core DJ IKE GDA 910. And on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/DJIKEGDA1200. All right?
Alrighty, and so you guys, if you need any of that information, you know, you can tweet the show or access the link, and we will have that information in the description. And yeah, so let's fly out to a record I actually got from DJ. It's called Carolina Love. P Wonder featuring Rico Barino. Rico Barino was on that record we played earlier called California. So this is the Carolina Love. I believe the spinoff kind of with the Tupac, and you gotta respect that. So P Wonder featuring Rico Barino, Carolina Love, and yeah, it's a wrap. Global 14 the cut.
Hey Wonder.
Wonder.
I told him we'd be back.
What up, Rico?
Let's go.
Carolina.
Now Carolina.
I need a lick or a record deal, that's how I feel. I don't give a fuck about you lame niggas, it's all real. Fresh out the gutter where your daddy and mama was getting high. We selling dope, rocking Gucci and Prada. Feeling fly, stacking money is what we do. The hood is a baby suit. Lost it, just have caution, you get stuck.
The judge hit me with probation in the program. With 12 months, no blunt, nigga, I'm about to go ham. Wanna hit the blunt, bro, you know it, fam. Let me see the L, I'ma try to twist it up with like 4 grand. Now I don't know Dr. Dre, but let me get one song with Trey. Oh, you ain't know we both was crazy V8. From Petersburg to Cape Town, Triangle area and back down. The Greensboro, check my back
now. North Carolina, knows how to party.
That Middle East state, Greensboro, that's NC. The place to see the greatest homecoming, A&C. Across the street, you can go and get that green. A&C team serving the fiends on the scene. I've been in the hood my whole life, I'm a rap goon. Way before rappers was making trap tunes, I was writing songs about dope and how to track move. Posted up on the corner, yeah, I was that dude. Now it's 16 and the Motai's coming from Migos. You drug dealing and still ain't got to a kilo. Well, let that shit go before they hit your ass with the Rico. You fantasize about Scarface and Nino. You still a new jack, sit back, go play bingo. You out of touch with this new era and lingo. Your style get repoed, you get no play. You made your bed, now it's time to lay. And I ain't coming here to Debo, but I want my place. It's all over what I'm trying to say. You hear me? Shout out to PD and the boy that went and signed with Jake. Who else out you put it down this way? It's
now
Wonder.
Carolina, knows how to party.